in the 80s, I would say, offhand.
It sounds as though your life has been quite crisis-ridden.
Well, I suppose it has to other people. But, you know, you just take it in your stride. I just accept the fact that I'm a diabetic and I'm liable to go hypo or the other way, hyper. So I just live with it. And I suppose if anybody's had it as long as I, they'd tell you the same thing. Because you know it ain't nothing else.
How much would you say diabetes had affected your life?
Well, none, actually. Because I've married a good man, met and married a good man. I've got four nice children, two of which live abroad now, one in New Zealand and one in Florida. And the one in Florida has developed diabetes. He's on insulin. And my daughter, Linda, she's a type 2 diabetic. She's on tablets and diet. But the other two, no symptoms at all. They lead a perfectly normal life. Well, they all do. But they're the only two that have any sign of diabetes.
Do you think your life would have been different in any way if you hadn't had diabetes?
No, I don't. Yes, there's one thing I wanted to be was a nurse when I was very young. But of course they wouldn't accept me being diabetic. These days doctors and nurses are diabetic, so I understand. So I couldn't do what I wanted. That's one thing I was very interested in, medical things, I suppose because of my own self.